everyone. I want to thank you today for tuning in again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's mightily moving. He's always up to something good on behalf of his people. God, our God values people very high. He loves us. He's concerned about each soul. He has great things in store for those who trust him and those who believe him and those who have faith in him as their Savior. You have a glorious future ahead of you. And those who have denied him and decided against Christ, you don't want to see your future. The word of God cannot be broken. The opinions of man cannot break God's word. The way you feel can't change God's truth. And the things that people have said, the lies, the misrepresentation, the works of the enemy, nothing changes the living love of God towards you, and nothing changes his mighty word. And the Holy Spirit is the one. He's like a fisherman looking for people he can bless, people that will believe. And he put people in your path to tell you that God loves you. He put people in your path that will live the life to show you that God loves you. He has mature people in place that will love you while you're weak and while you're looking the other way. He has people there to represent him to you. A lot of times people think that the Lord sends preachers and ministers to people. The ministers that God sends is a great minority. In fact, most preachers, the Lord used them to help people grow. And the evangelists, people that will operate as an evangelist, that are called, they're anointed to get people saved, wake people up so they can get saved. But the people that he's sending you the most are Christians, everyday Christians that love God, that are patient with people, that are very forgiving, that are very loving. And the way that we see them live, it makes us curious about God because they represent the Lord to us. Sometimes the people that he sent to save your soul is not who you'll expect. And it's not easy for people to tell you the truth of God's word, because Satan is fighting them on one end and he's fighting you on another end if you've never gotten saved before. When I first got saved, I felt the Lord's presence. I felt brand new. A change had been made in my heart because I believed on Jesus as my Savior. And I believe that his blood washed my sins away and he rose again to justify me. And I said it by faith. I prayed by faith. I said, "Lord, please forgive me of my sins, all of them. And I believe on your Son that his blood washed away my sins. He rose again to justify me." I said, "I believe in him as my Savior. Please accept me as your Son." And he saved me. And I felt his presence. I felt his approval. And it was good. And then I got angry because Christians didn't tell me it was like this. Found out later that they couldn't. It's hard to express the love of God towards you. People say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. They mean it. They feel it. They feel it down in their bones. And it's true. But the person standing next to them don't feel it. But the way we love people is what opens their eyes to the gospel. And I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for how he uses people to win people. And it's not God's responsibility to tell people the gospel. It's man's responsibility. Angels can't do it either. Angels don't preach the gospel. If they want you to get saved, they have to. Just like in Acts chapter 10, they had to go find a man, and it was Peter, to go and preach salvation to the man they wanted to get saved. Because it's illegal for angels to preach the gospel. That's man's responsibility and man's responsibility alone. So If you go to heaven, somebody got to tell you about the love of God, and you got to believe the word of God. Because your spirit man can detect that this is the word of God. Your heart, even a wicked man, his heart is attracted to the life of God. Because Satan didn't make us. Satan had nothing at all to do with our creation. He's an exploiter. He's trying to exploit you and usurp your authority, cause you problems, give you false ideas, false information. He didn't make you. God made you. And when he speaks, your heart wants to respond. So the enemy has to keep you from hearing the gospel. And Christian, you don't have to get emotional about preaching the gospel. Boldly let people know what God did for you. Live the life every day in front of them. And when it's time, when God gives you an open door, preach the word. Tell everybody you know that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is our Savior, our only way out of the trap of the world system, so that they might believe. And if they believe, they get to live forever, and their future will be glorious. And I thank the Lord for that. Now, we've been talking about end times, and we're going to continue with it. The Lord gave me something interesting today, and I'm going to share it. And I got me a new website going. It's finally working, called newlivingletters.com. Go to newlivingletters.com. And if you like what you hear and see, everything on there is free. You can listen to it at your will. Every broadcast, this broadcast will be on there by the time it's played today. And you can listen to it again. And the website is, everything is absolutely free. There's a book on there called The Spirit of Egypt. And then there's a writing, a word that God gave me called patience. Now go on that website and you can download it and you can share it with other people. You can download the recordings. Every broadcast, we're putting it on the web. I got 3 years of catching up to do, but eventually we'll have it all on there. And anything you like, you can share it with your friends and your family, people you love, even if they're overseas. You can even tell them about the website and they can go on there themselves. And the word called patience, you can download it and read it when you want to on your smartphone. And in the radio broadcast, you can download TuneIn. And then every time the radio broadcast come on, you can listen to it on your smartphone if you don't have a signal where you are. If you're out of town, you can listen to it by TuneIn. Go to Birmingham radio local and then scroll it down to AM 1440. Hey, you right there. 9 o'clock every Saturday, 3 o'clock every Sunday, 3 p.m. every Sunday, 9 a.m. every Saturday. The broadcast comes on and you can hear it by TuneIn. And all the other wonderful ministers as well, if you listen to it all day. I thank God for every minister that loves God. Now, end times are upon us. And this generation should see the return of the Lord. Jesus can't wait. He's got to come back soon. Don't know the day and the hour. I'm not interested in knowing the day and the hour. I'm only interested in using the time we got left as wise as I possibly can. And I thank God for every day he gives us to share the gospel, to love people, to help people. And I thank him for the living plan that he has to save many people. The Lord, he desires not to leave not one soul here. Now, many people will be left anyway because they have not chosen to make Jesus their Lord. And the days of grace is about over, folks. I don't know the day or the hour, but I know it's very close. Even in Paul's day, Paul said that it's closer than when we first believed. And they didn't have the revelation that it may be 2,000 years. They thought that the Lord may come back at any time. And the Lord left it a secret. Jesus said the Father put this in his own power. Even Jesus Christ don't know when he's coming back. But when the Father says go, he comes. When the Father says go, he comes. When the Father says go, he's going to meet his people in midair. Everybody that's a believer, all the young children below the age of accountability will disappear and meet the Lord in the air. and then the Lord's going to judge the world, and you don't want to be here when that happens. Like I said earlier, if you're in jail, you're already caught. If you're in a hospital and you can't move anymore, you can't go anywhere. And the false prophet and the false leader is going to change things. The Antichrist will appear, and this life will not be life as you know it. Billions of people are going to die. Everything in Revelation that's literal is going to happen. All of the islands will be gone under sea. Hawaii, all the islands in the ocean will be drowned by the ocean. In other words, if you're on a plane about to land in Hawaii or any island, you may see it disappear before your plane hits the ground. So all these things has to happen. Now we're going to go back to the beginning of a covenant. In Genesis chapter 12, the Lord did something that had to be done. Verse 1 says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto a place of Sichem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. Verse 7, "And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared to him." Now, the Lord said he would bless those that bless Abram, and he will curse those that curse Abram. Abram is the grandfather of Israel. Israel is Jacob. His name was changed from Jacob, which means deceiver, into Israel. And Israel had 12 sons, which are 12 tribes. And the land that he gave Abram is Canaan land, and it's where Jerusalem is now. And part of that land, the Lord regathered his people back to that land according to prophecy. In 1948, they became a nation. Nothing can stop Israel. But Israel is surrounded by many enemies that want to wipe her off the face of the map and kill all the Jews. Iran, parts of Syria, parts of every nation in that region, they want Israel dead. That's why there's no peace in the Middle East. Because it's a fight between God and between Satan. Satan stir up people against Israel, and that's the nation that Jesus came through. He came through the line of Judah, an Israelite. Christianity is Jewish, meant to be a salvation for all men. And Satan got people fighting the salvation that God has given. And Satan is angry because Jesus came and changed everything. And with that, in Israel, there are internal enemies as well as external enemies. Because of idolatry, Israel went blind to the plan of God. And when Jesus Christ came, even according to prophecy, the religious leaders rejected him. And right now, there are religious leaders that reject Christ as Lord. They don't even like him, but they preach in his stead. And they try to sit in his seat. But true men of God, hear me good, folks. True men of God will preach the living word of God, and they will obey him. And they will love you. And they will help you. False preachers are just like those that killed Christ in the first place. But guess what? No man could kill Lord Jesus Christ. He actually laid his life down, and it looked like they killed him. But because on the third day, he arose. He was in the grave 3 days, 3 nights. If you count from Sunday, he died on a Wednesday evening. Now, during that time, the Passover was recognized. That's why I said, you know, they had to crucify him before the Sabbath would begin, which they did. Now, this is very important to understand because these things are foundational. The Lord made a plan made a covenant with Abraham. And if you study this out from Genesis 12 to chapter 25, you'll see the covenant that God made with Father Abraham. This is your business because this is the foundation of your salvation. Without a Savior, you cannot go to heaven. You cannot enter the kingdom of God. And you cannot live forever. Reject this, you reject your future. Receive Christ as your Savior, your future is glorious. Reject this, you reject your future. In hell, there's no water, there's no shopping malls, there's no food, there's no green meadows to run in, there's no sweet smelling air. It smells like sulfur. I've been there. You don't want to go there. The Lord took me there in a dream. It's real. Everything of God is by faith. So he took me in a dream, but I know it's real. I felt the heat of it. And he took me in winter. While I was asleep, I was hot. When I woke up, I was cold. All right. It's time now to go forward. It's time to take God at his word. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to be very miserable. With the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to thrive in the kingdom of God. All of your dreams, all of the wonderful plans of God will be realized by you if you believe on Jesus Christ. Even if your life isn't what you want it to be right now, all that's going to change. When you go to heaven, the misery of this life is gone. When you go to hell, this place, this place will be compared, it'll be like heaven compared to what hell is like. Your worst day on this earth, you will beg for it if you go to hell. You would rather have the worst day of your life on this side than to go to hell 24 hours. Now, we're out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to bless those that love him and keep his word. Keep in mind, folks, the Lord has to return. Until next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.